Can the Gales continue their incredible underdog run and dream the impossible dream? Or will the Golden Hawks send Queens crashing back to reality? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town. And on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
From the Say Magazine Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we have in the house from Leader, Saskatchewan, Mr. Burke Chodwin is in the house. Singer, songwriter, and producer. His new album has just been released, Fly Away, a nice mix of Indigenous country blues. This is his third album, and he'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook it up. All right, let's get the show started with music from Burke. Here's something off the brand new album. This is Weather the Storm.
A bank of man says storm is coming. Says we gotta do something. Working my fingers to the bone. But you can't get blood from a stone. Chasing them diamonds, selling my soul. But the way things are going, I just don't know. And the clouds are coming in, rain's coming. Gotta find my way to hide in the ground. When it all comes at me without no warning, I gotta hold on. Weather the storm. Weather the storm. The doctor man says it don't look good. Yeah, the doctor man says I wish we could. Doing what we can all night long. But it went bad, it went wrong. Now we just sit and pray to the Lord. Life's not cut short by a soul. Clouds are coming in and rain's coming down. I gotta find my way to hide in the ground. When it all comes at me without no warning, gotta hold on.
man says you better find a lie. And I eat bread and I drink wine. But most days I'm borrowed time. But I've done what I've done, it can't be changed. But there ain't no way I'm gonna let it change. Cause the tides came in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Weather the Storm. Bert Jordan going to be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Man, we just had a hurricane go through our town.
Gonna do a bit of living. Girl, we're gonna do this right. And hum along until it's time. Put your hands up in the air. Let the music take you there. And before the night is gone, I wanna hear that song. Been waiting all night long. The feeling's growing strong. Yeah, that's my favorite one. I wanna hear that song. Come on, turn it up loud. We really love that sound. Right here where we belong. Just two faces in the crowd. And I know years from now we will remember the way we are together now, now. And when the answer's why we came, every time it is the same. You could ask anyone. I wanna hear that song. Been waiting all night long. The feeling's growing strong. And that's my favorite one. I wanna hear that song.
It's Jason Benoit. I want to hear that song. All right, here's Janet Panic. You look good naked. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
We heard some noises from the back door. In the front, a turning key. He buttoned up his shirt and he turned to look at me. Should be going. There's a meeting I forgot. So he shuffled out the side door, which puzzled me a lot. Baby, and stole the devil with a smile and acknowledged me. She offered no explanation and just handed me the key. Should I go or should I stay? And why did the devil
just loves a ride. A chicken wing in a frying pan. I get lost to know that I'm found again. Y'all ain't nothing but some mean love takers. All I need is a cool rum shaker.
Crystal Shawanda, Rum Shaker. I'm Larry Kay. If you ever want to get a hold of me, email me at Larry Indigenous and Music, and I'll email you back. And hook us up over on LinkedIn. I'm Larry Knutson, the Ho-Chunk. All right, here we go. Thunderhand Joe and the Medicine Show. Tamanka Swamp Dude.
Jam, jam, jam.
Yeah, that was Tracy Lee Nelson. All right, here's Gary Small and the Coyote Brothers. Choke Cherry Wine.
I'll drive a Cadillac, that's all right by me. I'll drive my Indian car just to see what I can see. Now it's just my breakdown when I turn the key. Or we could go around the world, baby, just you and me. Choke Cherry Wine. She got in mind, but that shoe won't cut so fine. Now she's a fallen angel, a bit tattered round her wings, and I might be a sinner, repenting on a couple of things. Well, I ain't no savior, but she treats me just the same, and I love. She pulls my hair while she's calling out my name. Choke Cherry Wine, an Indian firebrand, a real combination is exactly what I said. I don't know what she got in mind, but that show won't cut so fine.
Yeah.
That's music from the Blackbird Band and Quilt Man, Talk About the Indian. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Burke Jodwin, will be in the house. We will be right back. North America, Central America, South America, we are your indigenous and music connection. And it all starts at indigenousmusic.com. Starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Leader, Saskatchewan, Mr. Burke Jodwin is in the house. Singer, songwriter, and producer. His new album has just been released called Fly Away. A nice mix of indigenous country blues. This is his third album. Let's find out all about it. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Burke Jodwin. Hi, Burke. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Larry. I'm doing really good, really good. How you doing?
I'm good. Down here in warm Florida. What's it like up there in Leader?
We're in a heat wave here. It's like 36 degrees Celsius. I'm not sure if that is Fahrenheit, but it's hot.
Okay.
It's a lot hotter than I'm used to.
Taking a while to get used to, huh?
Yeah. I'm not acclimatized to the heat just yet. I'm more of a wintertime guy.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album. So go ahead and hit the stage, Burke.
Sure. Yeah. Like Larry said, my name is Burke Jodwin. I'm living in Leader, Saskatchewan. And my hometown is actually in Pierceland, Saskatchewan, the northern part of the province. But I've been down here for a better part of 20 years with my wife Jenny. Mm-hmm. We raise our three kids, Millie, Emma, and little Burke.
Right.
And I write music and sing songs.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that new album. I was talking to you earlier, and you were saying your children were on the album. How cool is that? I like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's something I'm really proud of. I'm really happy I'm able to include them in the whole process, from the writing to the recording and to the performing of it too. They perform with me. It makes it very special for me. You know, the song Better by the Morning is just me and my three children, and that song talks about my recovery from alcoholism. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really special song that I got to write with them and record with them, and even my little six-year-old singing on it.
Right.
And he sounds like a six-year-old. You know, it's something cool I'm going to cherish the rest of my life is that particular track.
I like it. We're going to play that too. You know, you're the first musician to bring on their kids, so salute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I think more people should do that. You know, it's good for the whole thing. It makes it so much better going on the road and going to the studio, and you're still spending time with your family, including them, and it's in everything is makes it much better for me.
Yeah. Now, did you produce this album, or did you get help?
Aspen Beveridge and myself, we co-produced this album.
Mm-hmm.
And we set out with a goal of recording songs that I liked to listen to.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, I wasn't I really didn't care if anyone else liked the songs, as you know, self-centered as that sounds.
Yeah.
But that's the idea of it. I wanted to make something that I liked listening to.
Yeah.
And we accomplished that. So.
Yeah, put your passion into it.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, other people seem to be liking it too. So I think we did something right.
Yeah, and then you got a new management team helping you as well. Good one too.
Yeah, with Merlane and Music, and Laura's my manager. We've been we've worked together for about 2 years now, and yeah, it's been fruitful. They've been doing some great things. We're a good team.
Now, who taught you how to sing and play the guitar?
Well, there's another song on this album called Gascoigne Choir.
Okay.
And that song is about my mentor. His name was Orville Zubot, and right, he on. Taught me pretty much everything I need to know about being a musician, the finer parts of it, the details, you know, the performance and all that stuff. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, mm-hmm. but Orville was my main guy that really showed me, you know, what music was about, and you know, and lit that fire a little bit for me to get everything moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you performing live on the stage or this year?
Yeah, I just played a couple of shows in Saskatoon. Next week, we're off to Thunder Bay for a string of shows. And after that, we're actually going to go into, with Cheryl LaRondelle, I'm going to go into some prisons and write songs with some Indigenous inmates.
Wow.
So that'll be, that'll be really cool. That's what we're going to be doing in the fall.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, super cool.
Good, good. Do you have any videos coming?
Yeah. We're just starting a video shoot for a song that's off Flyaway. Actually, the song's called White Man's World. It's a little bit of an aggressive title,
right?
But the song is about Canada's largest public mass execution that happened in 1885. And, you know, I got the title from the Prime Minister at the time, where he was publicly hanging 8 Cree men.
Jeez.
And he said the red man is going to learn he's living in a white man's world, and that was the leader of the country at the time said.
Wow.
That so I figured I had to write a song about that.
Yeah, well, Burke,
we're gonna shoot a video about it.
I'm happy to hear the stories you bring, and the music is medicine, and I love it. So it's good
it
tunes.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Anything online. You can just look up Burke Jodwin or through Merlane and Music. Super easy. Any kind of social media platform, anything like that. It's my website.
Burke, I know you've been in the business for a short time. Do you have any words of advice for new and upcoming musicians breaking into the scene?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, the music industry is a tough industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very pretentious industry. My advice would be, don't let that get to you. Don't bend. Don't change yourself to suit anybody else. If you stay true to yourself, you'll be happy with what you produce, what you make,
mm-hmm.
what you create. You'll be happy with your art at the end of it all. If you just stay true, you don't have to be anybody else. Just be yourself.
Good words. Salute. Yeah. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Burke Jodwin. His new album is out, Fly Away, and he is also featured in our current issue of the same magazine. You can read all about him at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Burke, great to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice tunes. And I'm happy you got the family on stage with you. Nobody does that,
yeah.
So you're one of the first. And we're going to play a track from his new album. Here is Aces and Eights.
Taking my time, I don't see the point of running this race at the end.
was music from Burke Jodwin, and that was Aces and Eights. In case you're just tuning in, Burke was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from Indigenous, all the way from Marty, South Dakota. Or Should I Stay off the Broken Lands album? I'm Larry Kay. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We hang at indigenousandmusic.com 24/7, 365. Stop on over, indigenousandmusic.com. All right, Levi Platero. Red Wild Woman.
Red Wild Woman, you've got me looking your way. Red Wild Woman, and now the time to be tame, or even swayed by the charm of another good looking man. Not gonna chase you down, no. Red Wild Woman. Red Wild Woman, she ain't never tied down.
dance music from Exit and Tom B. At Peace. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Do you want to be in the Wild West show?
We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it. We're doing it the indigenous way. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Don't forget to take Indigenous in Music with you on your next trip. We're available everywhere you go. Find us on your smart speaker or on any of your favorite apps and get ready to turn us up. Indigenous in Music with Larry K is on the go.
Music now from Blue Mountain Tribe. This is Serenity.
Love.
I'm Larry Kay, and we are Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We hang at our place at indigenousinmusic.com. Stop on over and take a look around.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
On Saturday, November 30th,